Okay. 013.
Titus Albados.
Okay. We're in Perek Asiri of Sarabitus Hashem. We're probably going to learn next. Shar Yichud HaMaisa. The reason I mention it is that you should know that one day we're going to finish Perek HaSiri. Page Kuf Chaf Aleph. He's going through ala Orcha Sadikim style. He's going through different midos and how and when to use them, because he's giving examples of. He said a yisod that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the midos, the kochos hanefesh of a person, and it's the servants of a person. A person is in charge of these midos, and he uses them as he sees fit. And you shouldn't think that your midos control you, but you should be in control of your midos, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them as tools for you to use. So you're automatically, you have the power. You have to use the power. You automatically have the power to use your midos for good things. They don't control you. You control it. So that's how you have to look at it. That's your perspective. And every midah, and really the Chavis HaLovis would sort of be implying that there's really almost no such thing as a midah tova and a midah ra. Everything has its time and its place, and everything can be used in Avodas Hashem. So he goes through various midos. He takes sets of two midos, a midah and its opposite, two contrasting midos, and he says how to use it. So we're on page Kuf Chaf Aleph, and we'll start from the fourth line in the printing that we're using. He talked about courage and its opposite. What's the opposite of courage? Morech, he calls it. Rakus Halev, others call it. What do you say in English? What's the opposite of courage?
Timidness?
Not fear, no.
Timidness.
Meekness. Meekness or timidness is better than meekness. You can be courageous and meek, I guess. Timidness is good. In Yiddish, you'd say terikatzeigen. You're scared. You say scared. Like in a not precise way of talking, you'd say scared. But you don't really mean pachat scared. You mean you're timid. Right, timid is the best way. Yishkoyach. Avalmokam amorch. So how should you use timidness? Hare be'es hagisha. I don't know, this translation has a very strong word, larog. But I don't know why larog. He's translating from the Arabic. But most translations say lihilochem, to stand up against chasidei Hashem. Sometimes you'll have a situation where people are doing the right thing, and then there are other people on the snaggy to them, and they try to stop them. So you can use the midah of timidness. That's the chiddush he's saying. Use the midah. You don't always have to be in the forefront, even if you'd like to join them. So, I mean, you can use other midos not to join in with them. You could use your sense of right and wrong to not join in, to oppose people who are doing the right thing, people who are standing up for the MS, people who are standing up and doing what's right, and other people are opposing them. People are giving mussar, and then people come along and they negate what they're saying. They make fun of them. They want to neutralize what they're saying. So Halvavus's point would be, a person could just purely be motivated by a sense of right and wrong and not join in with people who are trying to stop people doing the right thing. So, Enechanami, you certainly could use that midah, just your bechira of right and wrong. But he's saying that a weapon you could use is you could use the midah of timidness. That's what we talked about On Ben Peles, right? That's what On Ben Peles' wife told him to use. Join in with Korach. So, you know, he would have joined in with Korach. So she didn't tell him Moshe Rabbeinu's right. She said, like, why do you have to be in the forefront of this fight? What's in it for you? What are you going to gain out of it? Like, you don't always. So, listen to what he's saying. He's talking about a person who senses what's right and what's wrong. So he knows what he should be doing, because he's telling him to use a midah, to not do what's wrong. So you say, well, if he knows what's wrong, so let him just not do it, because it's wrong. So he's obviously not strong enough. He wants to join in. All his friends, a guy came and he gave a musa shmooze. And all his friends are making fun of it, let's say. And sure, it could happen. All his friends are making fun of what was said. So he knows it's not right, but he needs some weapon not to want to join in with his friends. He doesn't want to be there. So Chazal is saying, you know, you could be timid. You don't have to be courageous. You don't have to be on the forefront and say, and then take a stand and be part of that crowd. You can take a back seat and say, I don't know. I don't know who's right, who's wrong. I don't want to mix in. Who, you know, I don't want to get my head chopped off by either side. It could be, right? You're using the midah of timidness in order to direct yourself not to join in evildoers. Laharog or lilochem, we said, better said, chasidei Hashem v'anshei mishmato, people who listen to Hashem, so they're opposed. So here's, and now another case, v'horatiya milehiskomei neged hamolchichim loch b'meshi yesh bo tovoseich. Right, someone's giving you musa, and you could argue with him, and maybe you'd even win the argument. You can overcome him. And sometimes someone's giving you musa, pointing out that you're doing something wrong, and he's not on your madrega even. You feel you're a bigger person than he is. So, like, why should you take this from him? So you naturally want to reject what he's telling you. So now's the time to use the midah of morech, of timidness, that you don't have to take a strong stand. Now's not the time to stand up for your own values, and to stand up, and then to, you could be timid, you could be quiet, you could be meek, and just listen, bow your head, and listen to what someone has to tell you. That's the time to use that midah. Commotion Amar, and we find this is a famous story by Yoshiyahu HaMelech in Melachim Beis. We find Yoshiyahu HaMelech, the Gemara, he found the Sefer Torah. Yoshiyahu HaMelech was coming after Menashe. Menashe was a very bad period for Klal Yisrael. The land was full of Avodah Zorah. Menashe did tshuva b'sof yomav, but it was only b'sof yomav. He couldn't turn the tide of the destruction that he wrought in Klal Yisrael, where the Klal Yisrael was full of Avodah Zorah. Then Yoshiyahu HaMelech comes after him, and he's fixing up the Beis HaMikdash, he's doing Bedek HaBayis there, and they find the Sefer Torah, and it's open to the Pasuk that there will be a destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and Hashem will take the king away. Yolech Hashem Oschav Esmalkechol Agoya Shelo Yodata. Not an exact quote, I'm not getting every word right, but that's the gist of the Pasuk. So he gets scared, and he looks, he searches out Chulda HaNaviyah, the Pasuk says, and they go to Chulda, and so she says that bad things are coming, but it's not going to happen in your day, and she compliments him, Yan Rach Levovcha V'tikana B'vnei Hashem, so here's what you should do, and she tells him, you know, she tells him how to be Mevar Le'avodah Zorah, and then and he made a wave of tshuva in Klal Yisrael. But it started off that he saw in the Sefer Torah, he allowed himself to be frightened by the fortuitous pasuk, the fortuitous opening of the Sefer Torah, which was open, it was rolled up to that place, and he got scared, right? And he was the melech, so he could have laughed it off or shrugged it off, and that would have been manifesting courage. But instead he used the midah of meekness, the midah of timidity or meekness to feel, this might affect me, this might do something to me. So that's what we should use also. Again, if someone gives you musar, So you don't have to use perhaps a natural inclination to answer back. Right? Every person, it could be said probably, just about, virtually every person's inclination is to talk, is to answer back. Someone points out you're doing something wrong. So, you know, even if you accept it, you say, yeah, okay, but, you know, and you have a guilty with an explanation, at least. So you don't have to do that. You can whip out the midah of morech and just, you know, say, you know, thank you, you have a good point. So it's galling to you, especially if the person talking to you is not your better, but he's your, you feel he's inferior to you. It can happen. But he helped you on this point, and he had the courage to come over and give you a musar. So be quiet, you know, you could listen, it's okay. Bow your head and listen and say thank you for pointing it out to me. So you're using that midah where you're being very, very nichna. So that's the midah that indeed you should use at such a moment. And again, if you think about what the Chayyim of Lovus is saying, I'll repeat it, it bears repeating. He's talking about a guy who knows what's right and what's wrong. Otherwise, how does he know to use the midah of meekness? So he knows which side is right. But he's not strong enough to just take a stand. So use this midah. That's the cleverness here, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this midah, and you should use it for a good purpose. Use it when it's time to use it. When someone's giving you musa. When people are standing up against people who are doing the right thing, you can take a back seat. You don't have to, that's not the time to show, that's the midah you should use in order to not take part of it. If you're not strong enough to oppose them, but at least, like Om Ben Pelos would be the perfect example. Take a back seat and don't mix in. At least you won't be part of the Osei Risha. We continue. Umechlal midos ayich shtei midos, and another set of characteristics of midos, heim habusha v'ha'azus. We have embarrassment, busha. And azus is, what is the azus? Like really aggressiveness? What? Brazenness is the English word, but I don't know what it conjures up. Okay, that's the English word. Chutzpah, like, more than gvura, it's not courage, it's already stepping over the borderline, beyond courage and beyond strength, and it's really being very, very forward. Very brazen, almost chutzpahdik. So when do you use these midos? B'nei mokam abusha, what should you use the midah of embarrassment? Be'ez hameri, when neged hametiv loch b'tovoso. Obviously, he's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu here. That the primary. Many svarim say the primary. The primary midah that a person should feel like when he's chote is one of busha. The embarrassment you should feel when you're acting neged hametiv loch b'tovaso, you're using the gifts. Hashem gave you the gift of speech. You talk lashon hara. That's a merida kenegdo, and you're using the gift that He gave you. Hashem gave you money. What did you buy with the money that He granted you? So, when you use His tovos, lefanov like Hashem is around, uvenochachuso, and Hashem is not only around in the sense of chai v'kayom, but He's always in front of you in the sense of shenisi Hashem v'negi kamin. So a person, imagine like someone gives you a tova, grants, bestows something upon you, gives something to you, and you use it to be moreid in Him, in front of Him, as He's watching you. So you do that, and it's very embarrassing. How can you do such a thing? That's when you should use the midah of busha to think about this when you're about to be chote, when you have a bechira to make, and you want to strengthen your resolve not to do what's wrong. Use the midah of busha. How can I? I don't know. It's not easy. We don't feel that way. Like how dare? How can I like face Hashem and use the koach of machshava that he gave me, the life force that he gave me, and this, to use it against him? So that's one appropriate time and place to use that midah. Ube'ez hochicha osach b'haftachoso v'iyumav. That's like a reference to the Schar V'Onish, like the Brachos and Klolos and Chumash. You have in general Hashem warning you about Schar V'Onish. So why Busha? You should be ashamed. You can accept Tochacha with the Midah of Morech, that's what we had before, and you can accept the words of Tochacha with the Midah of Busha, that you're embarrassed when someone points out to you that you're not doing what's right. So you could, that's embarrassing. That's when you should use the Midah of embarrassment to accept that Tochacha. You're embarrassed to do what's wrong. People are caught. It's pointed out to them that they're in a compromising situation, right? Someone says you're talking lashon hara, so it's good to feel embarrassed. Ube'ez pogshech eshlichav, or when you meet up against, let's say, the Nevi'im, and they point out that you're doing something wrong, or it could be a chacham being mochiach you. Ka'omro, the pasuk points this out when it says ben adam haged es bnei Yisrael as habayis. Interesting pasuk. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Yecheskel Hanavi to describe to Klal Yisrael the Beis Hamikdash Hashlishi, that if not for their averus, if not for their continued averus, would be built the final ultimate Beis Hamikdash that's going to be Kayan Lo'ad, will not be destroyed again. So that's the bias that's described in Yecheskel. Like there's a famous, the whole last prokem of Yecheskel describe in great detail the glory of the final Beis HaMikdash. The Yikomu me'avono seyan. So they'll be ashamed. Look what we could have, and we're not attaining it. We're not getting it. So that feeling is an embarrassment. Right? If someone says to you, this is what you could get, how can you do what you're doing? This is what you could attain if you would do the right thing. Right, you punish a child, right? So you punish him. So you'd say, you know, if you'd be good, so you'd go on the trip, or you'd get this candy or whatever. But because you did kach v'kach, so you're not going to get the good. That's what the Navi is telling Bnei Yisrael. Look at this Beis HaMikdash, and this is why you're not. So you feel embarrassed. You're embarrassed. Why embarrassed? Because that's the midah, that's the feeling you have when you could have done something right, and like for an Irish kind, like someone points out to you that because of if someone would ever sit down and point out that because of the fleeting hana of 20 seconds, so you suffer in Olam Haba, you suffer La'ad, let's say Lashon Hara, Bittul Torah. So for a fleeting pleasure of a few seconds in this world, you're exchanging it for that. You're embarrassed. It's embarrassing that you did such a silly thing. It's not appropriate for you. How could you do such a thing? So to accept Musar, the Navi utilizes the Midah of Busha. V'yikomu me'avono seyem. They should be ashamed. Ashamed either of, as we said in the beginning, the first sentence, ashamed of using Hashem's gifts for the opposite of what they were intended to be used for, the exact opposite, or using the gifts of the person, of the one who granted you those gifts, against that person. How can you do that? So when you're caught, and you realize what you're doing, you start to feel embarrassed. You feel embarrassed when you're doing something totally inappropriate, something that doesn't pass for you to be doing. Or when you realize the consequences of your sin. That's this last pasuk. The consequences of your sin is embarrassing, because then you realize what you were machlif, You are machlif a fleeting moment for nitzchius. So that, how can you do that? That's pasnish to do. The Omar, and that's only not attaining the good. Describe to Bnei Yisrael the Beis Hamikdash, and they'll be ashamed that they're not, that they don't have it. And when you're punished, it's much more of an embarrassment. And that's the pasuk in Ezra. We say it in davening, Alakai boishtiv v'nechlamti, lorim alakai panaya lechok. It goes on to say, ki avonosenu rabu l'malarosh, v'ashmosenu godlo ad l'shamoyim. So that's mamash a punishment. And that's, so that's the midah of gusha. Self-embarrassment. How can I, like, I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed that I did something to deserve punishment. When should you use the opposite of busha? But you're strong and you're fighting and you don't care what people say, and you like cross over the line, a shtickle, into close to chutzpah, or maybe chutzpah itself. Now we'll have to see about this. We're about to learn that you should use this midah. If anybody here remembers when people used to come to the Mishnah Berurah Shiur, so in the very first siman, we learned that a person, al yevosh lamaligam olav, a person shouldn't be embarrassed when you're doing a mitzvah to those who are making fun of you. The Mishnah Berurah spoke out there, but you shouldn't use the midah of azus. Azus is always bad. Az panim legehenim. So even though you should be strong, but be strong in a passive way, not to be embarrassed with Neha Maligim Olav, but don't use the Midah of Azus. Oh, that's the Mishnah Berurah. But now we're learning in Chayvus Halvavus that there is a time to use Azus, and if anybody realizes that the Torah starts off, and in fact it's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Havi Az Kanomer, right? So sometimes there is appropriate to use the Midah of Azus. So when should you and shouldn't you use the midah of azus even to do good, as per this Mishnah Berurah? So we'll see. But Hashem, I'll show you in a second the Bir Halacha there. We'll learn the Bir Halacha when you use the midah of azus. But first, let's see in the Chayvus Halvavus where he says maybe some. Can you get the Mishnah Berurah Chelak Aleph? Meanwhile, thank you. Harei be'ez pagishas harishon, when you meet up with Rishon ubalei averos. You know, I'll give you one example. I don't know, Bali Haklam, I don't know what this word is, Menacholkem Alo Emes. You know, I used to be in it. A number of times, the Shaila comes up about attending a wedding, an intermarriage. This is what, when I was learning the Chavis Halavas, this is what occurred to me. Like, people have asked me, the Shaila, it's come up. Like, should you attend the marriage of an intermarriage? Bali Tshuva have the situation, or even not Bali Tshuva, it happens, unfortunately. And like, what do they feel? Like, they're embarrassed not to go to the wedding. And that's really a time, I think that's what he's talking about. That's the time to use the midah of azus. Then they come up with other cheshbonos, not to break the ties, to maintain a kesher. Okay, so it gets a little more complicated, but I'm not talking about that now. The point I wanted to bring out is what the Chayvus Halvavus is saying, that you should use the midah of azus to make a statement. Min hachokim alo emes, when people are perverting the truth, so you have to pull out that midah. You have to pull out the midah of azus, even though you can even be, your natural teva is to be timid and meek, and not to make a statement and go up against, to be loud and to be obvious and to, you know, it's not your style. But sometimes you have to do that. Ube'ez hatzivoy al hatov v'hazor al hara, when people are teaching good and giving musar against bid, and other people stand up against them. So you have to use the midah of azus. Sometimes you do have to take a stand. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, the Mishnah Berurah, right? Don't be embarrassed from people who make fun of you when you do mitzvahs. But don't fight with them. Don't fight with them. They should meet us. Azus magun and ma'ol. Azus is very bad midah. Vein roi lishtamish min mena klal. You hear? Afilu bavodas Hashem yisborach. Don't use it. Ki yikne kinyan benafsho lios az. You'll become an azus ponim, as they say. That's a Yiddish word, azus ponim. You'll become an azus ponim. And then you might do it even shalom b'mokum avodos yisborach. Oh, so listen to the Bir Halacha now. Dr. Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah is talking about you are doing something correctly. People are making fun of you. So you don't have to be an Azponim. You can just go about your business and do it. Ignore them. Be strong. Lo Yevosh. Don't have Busha. Right? Use the meter we just learned. Have courage. Be strong. And go about your business. But you don't have to fight with them. You're the one that they're trying to stop. Zok the Bir Halacha now, after he gave that whole speech in the Mishnah Berurah about Azus is terrible and don't even use it in Avodas Hashem. Zok the Mishnah, that's the Beis Yosef. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Beis Yosef. Zok the Bir Halacha, da Beis Yosef lo yarikim b'mitzvah shehu el sali atzmo. You're doing a mitzvah. Ubnei Adam aligim olav. Azvavadei ain lo lochash klal alagom. So ignore them. Go about your business. Lo yiskote dimom. Don't fight with them. Avo imu omeid, and this is what the Chovis Halvavus is talking about clearly. What I'm about to say in the Bir Halacha, avo imu omeid b'mokum sheyesh apikursim hamiskomim imal haTorah, that people are staring others. There's a battle going on. They're doing something publicly. There's either chilul Hashem, or they're perverting the truth, or they're trying to take over. They're trying to control others. V'rotsim lasos eizat takonas binyani ha'ir. Let's say they want to do something in the city you're living, or in the shul you're in. In your circles, they want to do something that's going to affect others. You try to counteract them. That's not what the Beis Yosef is talking about then. Then you have to you have to make a fight. You have to take a stand. You can't just let evildoers take over and pervert and be machshel the om because you say I don't want to be an Azponim. Now that's what the Chazal Halavos is talking about. And be a halacha. Now's the time. You have to fight with them. The Dovid HaMelech Olam HaShalom Omar Halom V'Sanecha Hashem Esna U'V'Skomemecha Eskolton. You have to fight with them. That means the Azus. Tachlis in us Nesim Loivim Hayuli. You have to treat them as your enemies indeed, as a person would naturally treat his enemies. So that's what the Chayvus HaLavus is saying. So that's the Mishnah Berurah. That's the Bir Halacha. When you should just not be misbah. So when you're doing a mitzvah, someone trying to stop you, that's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. The Beis Yosef. Don't fight with them. We don't have to fight with them. Go about your business. Ignore them. Don't make a fight. It's a bad midah. And the Beis Yosef says a powerful sentence. Don't even use the midah of others in Avodas Hashem. Meaning when it's not necessary. It's like the Bir Halacha, but when it's necessary to stop bad things going on. People are trying to be machshel others. They're doing things not right. Then you have to stand up. And that's what the Chovis Halavos are saying. You have to go. That's when you have to use the midah of others. Even if you're by nature A meek person, a quiet person, you know, you like to sit in the back, you know, and you're just hoping no one notices you, you know, but that's the time to use it, to stand up and make a tumult, and not let things that are not right go on.
Says, you know, stay away from
a chazan that's not roi will daven means he doesn't have the milus of a chazan. So the Mishnah Berurah says better a chazan without the milus of a chazan should daven than have a machloikas. But there's nothing evil going on. Let's say taka to follow along in your example. But let's say Michal Shabbos would stand up and say he wants to daven for the yomud, and let's say he He can't be motzi others. He's mechal Shabbos. He's mechal Shabbos for Hesia. So he's not. So then you have to stand up and make. Yeah, then you would make a machlekes and say no. There's no way this guy's going to daven. Okay, we got to daven.